For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King. Just before a government shutdown went into effect at midnight Eastern time, the president tweeted a message.
The shutdown hopefully will not last long.
After a dramatic day, the Senate adjourned Friday night without a deal to avert a government shutdown, but an agreement to keep working. Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell.
I hope Senate Democrats will work with the White House on an agreement that can pass both houses of Congress and receive the president's signature.
Things looked bleak, though, with Senate Republicans returning to Capitol Hill after a meeting at the White House where the president said again that he wouldn't budge on his border security demands.
We're totally prepared for a very long shutdown.
Essential government employees like mailmen and troops at the border are still working, but they won't get paid until the shutdown ends. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You'd give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
Supreme Court Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg is recovering after surgery to remove a malignant growth in her left lung. It's the third time Ginsburg has been treated for cancer since 1999. Doctors discovered the nodule during tests in November after she suffered rib fractures in the fall. The statement says the surgery was planned and there's no evidence of any remaining nodules and that scans didn't detect any malignancies anywhere else in her body. British police have arrested a man and a woman for using drones at London's Gatwick Airport. They brought the airport to a standstill for 3 days, stranding travelers during the holidays. The BBC's Ben Schofield.
Disruption in total has caused disruption to or cancellations and diversions to more than 1,000 flights, affecting 150,000 passengers. There will be some relief that the military and the police will remain at the airport to keep the airfield open.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
The flu virus kills an alarming number of people, but are we any closer to finding a cure? USA Radio Network's Tim Berg has the answer.
The flu still kills around 30,000 people each year in the United States, and the disease remains largely mysterious. I had a chance to chat with Dr. Jeremy Brown. He's author of a new book titled Influenza, the 100-Year Hunt to Cure the Deadliest Disease in History. And I asked him, are we close to a cure for the flu?
So there are two ways that we think about curing the flu. One is to actually find a medicine that will attack the flu virus itself, much like we have antibiotics that can attack bacterial infections. And the second way is preventing the disease in the first place through vaccines. We don't yet have either of these in a perfect form. The flu vaccine in its best years is only about 50% effective. And the antiviral medicines that we do have turn out to be not terribly good either. So we still have some work to do.
Ford is recalling nearly a million F-Series Super Duty pickups for risk of fire in the engine block. Here's reporter Jeff Gilbert in Detroit with more.
The recall only impacts F-Series pickups with engine block heaters. Ford says it has reports of 3 fires caused by water getting into the system, leading to corrosion and long-term to short circuits. No injuries have been reported.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.